In recent years, you can't really talk about eagerly awaited books without mentioning George R.R. Martin and his Game of Thrones series. The first few books came out within a year or so of each other, and then readers waited 5 years for the fourth book to come out. And it turned out that was really only half the book, featuring only half the characters. So we had to wait another 6 years for the fifth book. There was a lot of online discussion and argument over whether an author owed it to readers to write series books in a timely fashion, or whether art couldn't be rushed and readers should just be patient and be grateful whenever another volume came along. Fans of the 64-year-old Martin have been concerned that he may not finish the series if each book takes so long, as happened with the late Robert Jordan. Another author, Brandon Sanderson, had to step in and finish the final volumes of Jordan's 14-book Wheel of Time series.
Like fans of George R. R. Martin, fans of Scott Lynch have also been waiting years for the next book in his series. The Republic of Thieves is the third book in Scott Lynch's Gentleman Bastard series. Can I say that word on the radio? And fans have been waiting since 2007 to learn what happened after the main characters, Locke Lamora and Jean Tannen, were poisoned and only given one dose of the antidote. One of them is going to die. It's only a matter of time. But wait! This is supposed to be a 7-book series. How can the main characters die? And now you understand why fans have been clamoring for this third installment in the series. Trained in con artistry, Locke Lamora and his friends pass for everything from foreign traders, priests, actors, or professional gamblers, pulling scams large and small. They're in it for the money, so rarely is anyone physically harmed. Each installment in the series so far has taken place in a different city, and Lynch has a blast with the world-building. But what most places have in common is corrupt politicians and easy marks. Each book also jumps back and forth in time, giving us a present-day storyline, and then flashbacks to Locke's youth, where he trained alongside 4 other con artists in training, under the tutelage of an itinerant priest. Referenced, but rarely seen, is the only lady bastard on the team, Sabitha. She's had quite the effect on Locke since the first day he met her. So much so that he spent most of his adult life wondering why their relationship went so sour. The Republic of Thieves hits bookstore shelves on October 8th, and while I have read it, I really can't say much about it for fear of spoiling the surprises. Let's just say that most of your questions will be answered, Sabitha finally makes an appearance, and by the time you get to the end, you'll be wanting to get your hand on the next book in the series, which doesn't even have a release date yet.
A book I've been eagerly waiting to read, though the first book in the series was just published a year ago, is Codex Born by Jim C. Hines, the second in the Magic Ex Libris series. This continues the story of Isaac Vainio, an Upper Peninsula librarian and libriomancer, who can pull objects like swords and ray guns out of the pages of books. We were introduced to this world in Libriomancer, and now in Codex Born, we learn much more about Lena, a dryad who was actually born from the pages of a book, and the forces growing to oppose Isaac and his allies. This is a fun and thoughtful series about the love and magic of books, and I'm not at all biased, just because Jim surprised me and made me a character in it. Codex Born just came out, and he's planning 2 more books in the series.
I personally trust Stephen Brust, and I'm working towards reading everything he's ever written. His long-running Vlad Taltos fantasy series has a strong cult following, but if you're looking for something a little more mainstream, keep your eyes out for The Incrementalists, a standalone novel that hits bookstore shelves at the end of September. Written with Skylar White, who was known for urban fantasy, The Incrementalists is about a secret society of long-lived individuals who altruistically try to make the world a better place, one tiny change at a time. No pay, no thanks, no credit in the history books, and that's exactly as it should be. The novel takes place in Las Vegas and follows Phil, who is trying to recruit Renee for this strange little club. One of their senior members, Celeste, has passed away, so there's a spot available. Usually new recruits take a while to decide if they really want to do this, but Renee instantly wants in. She never gives Phil the chance to warn her about the pain or about what could happen next. It's not that Renee is being invited to join the club, it's that she's being invited to accept Celeste's memories and personality into her own brain. There's a chance Celeste's personality could overwhelm Renee, effectively killing her. One body, two very strong personalities. Phil has loved Celeste for a very long time, even though she keeps hurting him. This could be his chance to finally make things right. It would make everything a lot easier if he wasn't falling in love with Renee. The incrementalists do what they do through meddling, using your personal memories and triggers so you don't even realize something strange is happening. It's not a physical thing or an exact science. It's metaphorical, as Phil puts it. The conversations between Phil and the other aged incrementalists are in turn hilarious and philosophical. They know what they're doing, they just don't know exactly how any of it works. Stephen Bruce's rapid-fire dialogue and subtle prose, combined with Skyler White's gift for the sensual, create a recipe for literary intoxication of the best kind. If you enjoy psychological thrillers with unique mysteries, The Incrementalists is a book for you. It's certainly the best book I've read this year.
Another book I'm looking forward to is a new collection by Howard Waldrop, titled A Horse of a Different Color. This is Waldrop's first collection since Heart of Whiteness in 2005. He isn't a well-known name, even among science fiction readers, because he's concentrated on short stories and only published one novel. But his stories are brilliant, and I promise you, unlike anything you've read before. Many of them are alternate histories, but ones that differ from our own world in such creative ways. Like this story's title collection, Horse of a Different Color That You Rode In On, about a lost sixth Marx brother who is the best horsesuit act in vaudeville, searching for the Holy Grail. Trust me, no one but Howard Waldrop could come up with this. Of course, after this, you'll have to read The Wolfman of Alcatraz, and the author's introduction and commentaries on the stories are worth the price of admission themselves. This one will be out in November. I'm John Wenger from Kazoo Books.
I'm Andrea Johnson, and I write the Little Red Reviewer blog.